Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Friday, January 11th, 2018. I'm Tom Merritt. Canon announced an 8K full-frame mirrorless camera is in its EOS R series roadmap. Canon was slow to release 4K cameras with its first mirrorless 4K model, the EOS M50, arriving last year. The Wall Street Journal cites sources who say Apple will release three new phones later this year as successors to the iPhone XS, XS Max, and XR. The source says Apple is considering triple-lens cameras in the phones. AT&T said it will stop selling access to customer location data after a motherboard report showing such data could end up being misused. AT&T says all its agreements will be terminated by March. T-Mobile also said it would end all location aggregator sales in March. And Verizon is also winding down its remaining agreements, which are all with roadside assistance services. Two different investors each filed lawsuits against Alphabet Thursday for mismanagement of company resources in the matter of the dismissal of Andy Rubin. After credible accusations of sexual misconduct, Rubin was given a $150 million stock grant and a $90 million exit package, according to the New York Times. Rubin denies any misconduct. If the shareholders bringing the suits prevail, any money won would be paid to Alphabet in order to distribute to shareholders. No benefits would accrue to any victims. Ford is closing its Chariot on-demand bus business as of February 1st. Chariot launched in 2014 in San Francisco and used algorithms to develop routes based on customer demand. Trips cost around $4. Ford acquired the service in 2016. A study from the Center for the Governance of AI and Oxford University's Future of Humanity Institute found people in the United States support regulation for AI and have mixed feelings about AI development. 41% of those surveyed support development, while 28% neither support or oppose it, and 22% oppose it at some level, while 10% just don't know. 34% of people in the U.S. believe it will be bad for humanity, 26% think it will be good, and 21% are neutral, while 18% don't know. Most people believe data privacy and security issues are the most important, and university researchers and the U.S. military top the list of people who are trusted to build AI. Genomics AI company FDNA has developed a facial image analysis framework called Deep Gestalt that can diagnose some genetic conditions based on facial images at a higher accuracy rate than doctors. In tests to identify Cornelia de Lange syndrome and Angelman syndrome, Deep Gestalt achieved 90% accuracy while doctors were between 70 and 75%. It also achieved 90% accuracy diagnosing hundreds of images containing 216 different disorders. FDNA published a peer-reviewed study on their technology in the journal Nature Medicine. The Intercept reports that sources say Amazon's Ring security company provided its Ukraine-based research and development team access to an unencrypted folder on Amazon's S3 cloud storage service that contained every video being created by every Ring camera around the world. The information reported similar practices last month. The database linked each video file to a Ring customer's email address. Ring says it only uses the videos for computer vision training when it has permission from the customer to do so and has zero tolerance for abusive systems. More than 80 TLS certificates for US.gov websites have expired during the US government shutdown without being renewed, leaving the sites insecure or, in many cases, inaccessible. Sites affected include NASA, the US Department of Justice, and the US Court of Appeals. Finally, in partnership with CES, Engadget announced the official Best of CES award winners. The Impossible Burger 2.0 won Best of Best, despite not being a tech product, because of its ability to mimic ground beef with only plant-based ingredients. The Heated Razor from Gillette Labs won the People's Choice Award. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, be sure to subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.